A disaster is coming to Arkansas State University. On Monday afternoon, a staged event will take place as part of the first-year experience courses on the Jonesboro campus. The Disaster Preparedness Program and University College are hosting the disaster simulation on the front lawn of the Student Union. Brent Cox is Assistant Professor of the Emergency Management and Disaster Preparedness Program.
This is an opportunity, part of the first-year experience program. And all the freshmen will be have the opportunity to be involved in this disaster event. Basically, what we're going to be doing is we're going to set up a scenario out in front of the Student Union. And a lot of the activities that go on during a disaster response will be going on that day. And we'll have an opportunity for the students to come through and watch actual professionals perform their activities and through a drill of a disaster. They'll also have some of the students will have an opportunity to play the victim of a disaster and allow the other responders to perform triage, decon, and make decisions about the response that's going on. And still some of the students will have the opportunity to play the role of a responder or a professional. So the goal of this entire project is to allow the students to see how their desired profession, whether it be engineering, nursing, business, accounting, finance, whatever their desired profession may be, to see how they fit in a disaster response.
And Cox tells about the stage disaster.
This scenario is going to take place with a tornado hitting campus. The tornado is going to come across the tracks and across the apartment complex, do some damage to the biological science building, flip over some train cars and things such as that. So that's the scenario. There will be numerous people injured. Chemical substance released from the train, one of the train cars, going across campus. So some of the students will be contaminated with some sort of chemical. So you'll see how that process works and how those people are treated and prepared for transport to the medical center.
And he does stress that this is only a drill. He tells why the university is doing this.
First and foremost, we want to make sure that everybody understands the importance of being prepared. We want you to understand that there are things we can do personally to help us be better prepared in case of a disaster, having those personal disaster plans and family kits and things such as that, being prepared to take care of yourself for 72 hours. Next, we want the opportunity to let people know how their profession plays a role in disaster preparedness and response, how their chosen profession is involved. What can we do is if I'm going into business, what are some of the things that I can think about as I go into the business world to help my business be prepared to respond and recover from a disaster? Because we want to make sure that our doors reopen after a disaster happens. What things do I need to know in my profession to make sure we possibly get reimbursed for disaster?
And Cox says everyone who participates in the drill are encouraged to bring their iPads.
There'll be a lot of instruction on that day, so do bring your iPads. You're going to have the opportunity to do some tweets and some Facebook likes and some hashtags and things like that throughout the day. Some of the students are going to be involved in what we call the EOC, which is the Emergency Operations Center, and those professionals will be there showing how the decisions are being made at a higher level. To get the resources to a disaster. So there's going to be some computers set up, and the students will have an opportunity to kind of go online on their iPads and look up different apps that are out there for disaster response and preparedness.
And Brent Cox, who says that the campus-wide drill will be assessed afterwards. He stresses it is a drill and will take place on Monday, September 30th from 1 to 4.